Richard and Kim Choi knew life in China would require some adjustment. Richard works for an American automaker. The company moved the couple and their three children from Miami to Shanghai almost 3 years ago. But a trip to the grocery store can still bring surprises. Kim shows her 8-year-old son Hanson a tank of live turtles.
Why do they get them but put them in water?
So they stay nice and fresh, because people like to eat them. Look, these ones are turtles in a bag. Making turtle soup.
He and his sisters are also grossed out, yet fascinated by the hairy crabs, snakes, eels, and jellyfish writhing nearby. Kim says a visit to the meat counter is also quite a change.
That was quite alarming to the kids to see live produce or things still, not prepackaged in a plastic wrap like you would at the grocery store in the US.
At least the Choys knew what to expect. Richard's company hired a consulting firm to prepare them for the cultural shift. The couple has already lived in Dubai, Israel, and Germany. Still,
this time was the first time that we actually had someone come to the house and talk to us about what it would be like to live in a new country. You know, we learned about Chinese history and business practices.
Richard leafs through a manual they got before they left, covering everything from Chinese proverbs and how to address people properly to office life.
There was a very large section on the corporate culture and how to behave in the workplace.
He had to take a survey to see how well his work style would mesh with the Chinese one. He did pretty well. Kim, a stay-at-home mum, had her own cultural compatibility test.
I learned actually that my personal space is quite important to me, which was the one area that was of a concern to the consultant, simply because in China there is no such thing as personal space.
By now, as a white woman, she's used to strangers coming right up to her and staring, or demanding to know why one of her kids isn't dressed warmly enough. Jo Donnell is with Cartus, an international relocation company that provides cultural training services. She says there's a good reason companies spend anywhere from $1,000 to several thousand dollars on this type of training for employees and their loved ones.
Family adjustment is far and away the biggest reason that assignments fail. And if you think that international assignments can be in excess of $1 million for companies, they are going to need to mitigate that opportunity for failure.
It's often the employee's spouse, usually a wife, who has to deal with day-to-day problems. Some consulting firms devote themselves entirely to supporting the spouse. Therese Gavin works for a company called REA, which helps the employee's other half find a job or volunteer work.
If the spouse is happy, then the employee is going to be more productive in their work.
Gavin speaks from experience. She's accompanied her husband on two assignments, one in Germany, the other in China. The couple returned to Michigan last year, and that's when another adjustment began, being back home.
Sometimes it's just difficult in conversations, you know. It's just, you can't constantly be talking about your experience overseas, but you also sometimes, like, I don't really want to hear about everything right here anymore either. You know, you really kind of have a global eye.
She says they're drawn to other people who've lived or at least travelled abroad.
10, 9, 8, 10, 6.
Can you do that in Mandarin?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The Choys will be in China for a few more years before returning to the US. Richard says they've pretty much adjusted to life here.
Once I stopped worrying about paying $8 for a bag of tortilla chips, it's like, okay, well, you know, we're here now.
Shanghai feels like home. For VOA News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite.